My name's Wayne Sangster, and I'm a product manager from Allied Telesis. Hey, we've got a bunch of great white papers over at AlliedTelesis.com, and you're listening to the podcast of one of them. This one's 7 Reasons to Stack Your Core Chassis. Hey, so as an intro, why use stacking? Now, your network needs a resilient and reliable core. A chassis can seem like a great solution. It allows you to double the controller cards and power supplies for resiliency, and it can use any combination of line cards, so you have versatility of your speeds and feeds. However, with a chassis-based solution, it all has to be located in one place. If the network's using a redundancy protocol, like Virtual Router Redundancy Protocol, or VRRP, one chassis is active while the other lies in standby, not being used. Now that's expensive. Plus, the failover performance of VRRP means that downstream hosts will really see a noticeable outage in the event of any failure. Now, there's a lot of information around about stacking and its benefits, such as easier management and fast recovery from failures. But a stack of individual, fixed format devices doesn't yield the flexibility that's needed to change or grow and change your speeds and feeds. This type of stacking also limits the number of available ports. A stack of chassis, however, is far more useful. It offers all the benefits of a chassis, but they can be located in different geographical locations to offer protection from local disasters. It also offers very fast failover performance so that downstream hosts don't notice any failures. With chassis stacking, full use can be made of both chassis because it's an active-active architecture. Investment on equipment is better utilized and available bandwidth is doubled. But is stacking really necessary? Multi-chassis link aggregation, or MLAG, works well in the data center to provide a dual-homed aggregation link for servers. It's an active-active and has fast failover without complex protocols. So can MLAG be used for core chassis too? Well, the answer is yes. But if the network is also forwarding layer 3 traffic, the complexity of the MLAG solution increases dramatically. And this is because MLAG is best suited to layer 2 applications like data centers. For layer 3 networks, a single MAC address and a single IP address are required to minimize downstream disruption after a failover, and a method of failing over the layer 3 routes is required. The standard method for creating a redundant unicast layer 3 core is to use VRRP to provide a gateway failover for hosts in the local LAN. However, VRRP doesn't provide rapid failover and also puts one chassis into standby, as we discussed earlier. This solution satisfies none of the uptime, energy efficiency, or return on investment expectations that organizations now have for their data networks. And for multicast, there simply is no standard protocol for managing router redundancy. Now, stacking takes care of the dual-homed aggregated links and provides a simple solution for a virtual IP address so that layer 3 traffic can be routed without the need for complex failover protocols. Additionally, the stack is still fully active-active, even for layer 3 traffic, since the state of layer 3 protocols are automatically synchronized across both stack members, which leads to minimal traffic disruption in the event of a failover. Now, Allied Telesis has a great technology called VZStack Plus that's available for the Switchblade X8100 series chassis using the CFC960 control cards. VZStack Plus allows two Switchblade X8100 series chassis to be stacked with either one or two CFC960 control cards in each. This gives you easy active-active resilience with rapid fault recovery. Initial configuration is effortless, requiring no spanning tree or failover protocols, and ongoing administration is reduced because both chassis can be managed as a single virtual device. Allied Telesis designed VZStack Plus to meet the following 7 requirements of a resilient network core. Our 7 great reasons to stack your core chassis. Number 1, you get fast failover. There's no downstream disruption on failover and you get predictable failover times. Number 2, you get simple configuration, reduced maintenance and less chance of configuration errors. Number 3, you maximize return on investment with active-active architecture for reduced equipment costs. Number 4, you can use cross-chassis lags. These are ideal for resiliency, bandwidth, and easy management. Number 5, it's scalable. You have the ability to add more ports without having to reconfigure or replace equipment. Number 6, you get powerful simplicity. The benefits of multiple stacked units come with ease of management. And number 7, long distance. With fiber stacking links, it's perfect for a distributed network environment and protection against local disasters. So let's take a look at each of these 7 great reasons to stack your core chassis one at a time and go into them in a wee bit more depth. So first up, number 1 was fast failover. A key requirement of any resilient system is its ability to recover quickly from failure. For a network core, this is especially important, since by definition, the effects of disruption in the core are magnified in outer network layers. Now, traditional failover mechanisms rely on standby devices monitoring the health of active devices using protocols which are pretty CPU intensive. When the standby device detects that the active device has failed, it takes over as the active device. Now, this can create a significant disruption to the attached hosts because the standby device can take up to 30 seconds to detect that the active device has failed, depending on what the failover protocols are that you're using. Faster protocols are not necessarily the answer, as they consume more CPU cycles and make the entire system rather less stable. During failover, tables may also be flushed and addresses relearned, causing even further disruption downstream. Now, stacking uses a different failover mechanism because it keeps both devices in sync with each other. If one fails, another takes over seamlessly with no disruption to attached hosts. This is because a stack is tightly coupled, so failure detection is almost instant, sub-second in fact, and because tables do not need to be flushed. Failover times are also predictable on a stack because the time to detect the failure is consistent, unlike protocols which can have a wide variance. Alitalis' VC stack has outstanding failover, really quick, and our own testing has shown that even video streams are pretty much uninterrupted during failover. With stacking, failover is fast and the user experience is therefore predictable. Network administrators can perform maintenance tasks during the day, safe in the knowledge that users will not notice any disruption to their traffic. So that was our first great reason for stacking your core chassis, fast failover. Number 2, simple configuration. Studies and practical experience shows that one of the most common causes of failure in a network is configuration errors. The easier a configuration is to understand, the less likely it is that mistakes will be made, and of course, the easier it is to troubleshoot and diagnose any issues. Failover protocols such as Hot Standby Router Protocol, HSRP, and VRRP are typically used in combination with Spanning Tree Protocol to provide automatic switchover to the standby system when the active system fails. But these protocols require significant configuration, and diagnosing issues can be time-consuming because of the complex interactions and timing dependencies between processes. Now, stacking offers a much simpler way to configure a resilient pair of chassis. There's no need for failover protocols or SDP, and the configuration commands are simple. Diagnosing issues is much easier too. Stacking has built-in diagnostics and can generate simple network management SNMP traps and log messages whenever a significant event occurs. Because stacking virtualizes the control plane across multiple devices, these devices operate as a single unit under unified software control. The configuration that's applied to the stack doesn't have to specify the way that information is communicated within the stack. It simply treats the stack as a single virtual device and needs only to specify how the stack interacts with its external environment. The software comprising the virtualized control plane manages the route distribution, bandwidth sharing, forwarding plane synchronization, and more within the stack. This centralized control of a distributed set of devices is an effective way to simplify network core management. Another benefit of stacking is that the effort required to manage both chassis is halved because stacking presents them as a single entity. There is only one management interface, so stack management is as simple as managing a single device. Both stack devices run the same configuration file, so changes only need to be made once because they're synchronized on both devices automatically. This reduces the chance of errors and saves time. Firmware versions are also synchronized across stack devices, so firmware upgrades are easier too. That was our second reason for stacking your core chassis: simple configuration. And number 3, you maximize return on investment. A multi-chassis network core represents a major investment for an organization. It's not only a major investment of capital expenditure or CapEx, It also requires significant ongoing operational expenditure, or OPEX, in the form of IT engineering time, electricity usage, upgrade expenses, support contracts, and so on. So an organization needs to maximize the benefits it gains from this investment. If half of the network core is going to sit idly in standby as a redundant unit, this isn't an effective use of this investment. Unfortunately, this is a typical situation when traditional failover protocols are used with STP. One device is designated as the active system and performs all of the control and data plane processing. The other device waits in standby mode, monitoring the active system and ready to take over if a failure is detected. The resulting redundancy is therefore very expensive, and the network cannot take advantage of the potential bandwidth that's sitting idly in standby. Stack systems, however, can maximize the available bandwidth because they operate in an active-active mode and not active-standby mode. One member of the stack is nominated the master and manages the control plane traffic for the entire system. Crucially, however, all the stack devices can forward data plane traffic because they're all active forwarding engines. STP is not used, so none of the links of the stack are blocked. The maximum bandwidth is available to be used all the time. If a stack member was to fail, the available bandwidth is reduced to that of a single device until the fault is repaired. However, with stacking, reduced bandwidth is the exception, whereas with failover protocols, it's the norm. That was our third reason for stacking your core chassis, maximizing your return on investment. And number four, cross-chassis link aggregation groups, or LAGs. A LAG allows bandwidth to be increased on a link by adding multiple connections together into a single logical link. LAGs are easy to configure and require minimal management. LAGs also provide link resiliency, because if a physical connection fails in the LAG, then traffic is automatically and instantly redirected to the remaining connections. LAGs are commonly used as connections to servers with teaming network interface cards, where the benefits of increased bandwidth, rapid fault recovery, and easy configuration are very valuable. The benefits of LAGs means that they seem like an ideal way to connect devices to the network core. Unfortunately, a LAG can only be configured between two devices and not three. So that means it's not possible to use LAGs with traditional failover protocols to spread the connections from a distribution switch to two separate core chassis. However, in a stack system, all links can remain active. LAGs can be configured across both chassis because they both belong to the stack and are treated as a single virtual device. So bandwidth is maximized and recovery from link failure is almost instantaneous. For time-critical applications, using LAGs helps to reduce latency. Traffic can always follow the most direct path because no links are blocked. VTStack Plus with LAGs provides a system that makes full use of the network and has no single point of failure. That was our fourth reason for stacking your core chassis, cross-chassis LAGs. And number five, scalability. Now, typical chassis-based systems offer a number of line card slots that may be used with a wide variety of line cards, offering different speeds, feeds, and functions. Stacking doubles the available number of slots without increasing the administration overhead, thereby offering much greater scalability and flexibility than if you just have a single chassis. As the stack operates as a single entity within a virtualized control plane, adding and changing line cards creates low overhead cost from the configuration management point of view. Once a card is hot swapped into one of the chassis, it's immediately visible to the whole stack. Synchronization of forwarding information with the new hardware occurs automatically. The presence of this new hardware is immediately taken into account by the route and bandwidth distribution processes within the stack. No user intervention is required to ensure that routes, multicast groups, IPv6 neighbor entries and so on that are learnt by this newly installed hardware are automatically shared with the whole distributed core and vice versa. So that was our fifth reason for stacking your core chassis. Now number six, powerful simplicity. In larger networks, multiple stack chassis can also be employed at the distribution layer for increased resiliency and greater port density per location. If multiple separate chassis were used in the network core and also at the distribution layer locations, the network would become extremely complex to manage and configure. Redundancy and spanning tree protocols will be required for unit standby and loop protection. With a number of a chassis sitting in standby, network bandwidth would be wasted, an investment return in network infrastructure not fully realised. And of course, failover performance would also not be optimal. Using VCStack Plus, however, in both the core and distribution layers of the network means that each location is seen as a single virtual unit and the full network power is utilised. With fully redundant pairs of appropriately sized chassis at each location and lags connecting them together, this solution scales to meet the requirements of very large networks while remaining really easy to manage. Powerful simplicity, our sixth reason for stacking your core chassis. And we get to number seven, long distance. The increased distance provided by fibre stacking connectivity means that VCStack Plus members don't have to be co-located. They can be kilometres apart. This enables a solution that's perfect for distributed network environments. Two different buildings on a campus, for example, can both be part of the network core, with the full redundancy of a chassis provided in each location. Incorporating dual hot swappable power supplies and control cards maximises uptime of each chassis. Both distributed chassis retain all of the benefits of VCStack Plus, and lags from downstream devices can be spread across units for complete resiliency. The VCStack Plus network core continues to function as a single entity for simplified, cohesive management. Long-distance VCStack Plus can also be employed to provide a data mirroring solution that retains a simple management and resiliency of a single network while providing protection from local disasters. So that was our seventh reason for stacking your core chassis, long distance. So to summarise, chassis-based systems have a huge advantage over fixed format devices as they can be easily expanded with additional line cards and modules. Speeds and feeds can be changed and increased to cope with business demands without major reconfiguration of the network or a need for more rack space. Even a stack of fixed format devices is less flexible than a chassis, because chassis line cards tend to have more interface options, are easier to install, and are usually cheaper than a similar fixed format device. However, chassis-based systems have always had the problem that they're more complex to configure and manage than a fixed format device, and tend to require specialist administration skills, which are expensive. So many companies select a stack of fixed format devices instead of a chassis for their network core because ongoing operating expenses are lower. Chassis stacking with Alitalysis VCStack Plus offers the best of both worlds. Superior flexibility of speeds and feeds, and the simplicity of management leading to lower operating costs. A chassis stack is a more attractive solution for cost-conscious businesses than a stack of fixed format devices. With Alitalysis VCStack Plus, the level of multi-controller, multi-layer, multi-service resiliency, combined with the comprehensive layer 3 routing capabilities, is pretty much unparalleled in the networking industry. Compared to traditional core network failover mechanisms, VCStack Plus chassis stacking provided those seven great reasons for stacking our core chassis together. Number one was fast failover, where you get no downstream disruption on failover and predictable failover times. Number two was simple configuration, with reduced maintenance and less chance of configuration errors. Number three, you get maximized return on your investment with active-active architecture for reduced equipment costs. Number four was cross-chassis lags, ideal for resiliency, bandwidth, and easy management. Number five was scalability, with the ability to add more ports without having to reconfigure or replace equipment. Number six was powerful simplicity, with the benefits of multiple stacked units combining with ease of management. And number seven was long distance, which is perfect for distributed network environments and protection against local disasters. Alitalysis VCStack Plus provides a complete solution for resilient chassis-based network cores. For more information, head on over to alitalysis.com, and if you'd like, you can find this white paper and have a further read. And while you're there, check out some of our other great white papers and podcasts on powerful technologies that can benefit your business. Thanks for listening.